Unalaska is not expected to see regular commercial flights until sometime next week. If that timeline holds true, the community will have gone without scheduled service to and from Anchorage for about 3 weeks.
At what point do we start looking at this as a state of emergency?
Resident Carlos Tayag proposed that idea at a recent community meeting. There, more than a dozen people testified about the effects of the crash and the stalled flights, from family separations and missed work to canceled medical appointments and grief.
This isn't something where people are just calling and saying, we're having travel issues out here in Dutch Harbor. Like, someone died. At what point do we take this as serious as it is and ask for state help, national help?
Vice Mayor Dennis Robinson agreed that the city should consider an emergency declaration, especially as the community is home to the country's biggest seafood port, and the busy winter fishing season that targets crab and pollock isn't far off.
The state of emergency that we were in is not only stranded passengers, but now the city of Unalaska is going to take an economic hit because of the vessels that are fishing in here are going to have to make the decision to run to Kodiak or run to other ports that can get better airline service and tie their boats up there.
Beyond hurting local tax revenue, Robinson says any loss of port traffic would hit island businesses both big and small. So he's asked city officials and State Representative Bryce Edgman to look more specifically into what an emergency order would mean and how it might help. The city council is expected to pick up that discussion at a special meeting Tuesday night. Meanwhile, Raven President Dave Flieger says daily flights will resume as soon as the airline certifies its De Havilland -8 aircraft with the Federal Aviation Administration.
We're doing our best to get regularly scheduled commercial service going. So unfortunately, it just takes some time for us to get ready to do that.
The Dash 8 is set to temporarily replace the Saab 2000 that served on Alaska's route between 2016 and the crash this month. The voluntary switch in planes has lengthened the delay, but Flieger says he stands by it.
I am the one who made the decision to stop service with Saab 2000 aircraft to Dutch Harbor. And before I am ready to allow the resumption of regularly scheduled Pennair Saab 2000 operations, I must ensure that we are ready to do so in the safest manner possible.
Raven has no timeline for reinstating the Saab, which carries more passengers and cargo than the Dash, as well as completes the trip faster and without a refueling stop. For those reasons, former Mayor Frank Kelty says he hopes the planes are back in action before winter wreaks further havoc on travel.
I'm concerned with if you're going to have enough aircraft, if we're still with the Dash, and how this is going to work. And then if we have weather events, which we certainly will have sometime in January or February, then we don't have the redundancy to play catch up, and you're going to have 300-400 people stuck at the airport, in both airports.
Raven officials say they're confident that they'll be able to serve the route with the Dash 8, though they haven't said yet whether it'll match the 2 or 3 daily flights that Unalaska received with the Saab. It's also unclear how much the Dash 8 flights will cost in comparison and whether travelers will receive the same baggage allowance or mileage plan options. Raven is still figuring out many of those details with marketing partner Alaska Airlines. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.